Stupid. Ugh, I hate this. I hate them. I hate everyone. Ow! Son of a... Man, that's gonna bruise. Who's there? I already heard you. So you might as well come out. What's this? Well, hello, nerd. I didn't expect to see you all the way out here. What are you doing? You know it's pouring, right? Shouldn't you be inside? Or at home or something? You can't go home. What the hell are you... You know what? Never mind. I don't want to know. Well, I guess this park's big enough for the both of us. I'm just gonna go this way. You just stay over there. Wait a minute. You're hiding out here, aren't you? And now that I think about it, I don't remember you ever getting off the bus around this neighborhood. You don't even live over here, do you? I bet you live up in the fancy hills. Oh, you know. That place where rich people are. The place where people like me that are trailer trash can never afford to live. Oh, shut up. I already told you. I don't care. I don't know. Realized you were hiding out here. And it gave me the perfect opportunity to pick on you some more. Just like I do at school. Now why don't you get out from hiding under there? And we can talk face to face, huh? Or are you too scared to confront me? I mean, it is just me and you. There's no teachers around, there's no students. In fact, there's probably nobody outside for miles because of this weather. Which means there'd be nobody around to hear you scream. Oh, relax. I was just kidding. I'm not going to hurt you. But it is tempting. Especially for someone like me. Everyone at school is afraid of me. Including you. Oh, don't give me that. You don't have to lie. I saw you hiding behind your books to avoid looking me in the eyes at school. You do it quite a lot. Only for me to knock those books right out of your hands. It's like you're asking for it. Why do I have to be so mean? Honestly, I don't even know. Perhaps it's because I enjoy it. Making other people suffer so they can feel a tiny bit of my pain. Maybe that's why I do it. Or maybe it's just because I'm bored. And you seemed like an easy target. I mean, you are quite the crybaby. What do you mean you're not? Why you're crying right now? Will you stop? Look, I don't care what's going on with you or your family, or why you're hiding out here, but you really should just go home. This isn't a place for you. This neighborhood, well, let's just say it isn't the safest. It doesn't matter what I mean. You should just go. And stop all your blubbering. I already told you I don't care, so I'm not interested in hearing your sob story. Why am I out here? That's none of your goddamn business. Would you just go already? I was, but... I decided I didn't want to leave you here alone. A lot of people come to this spot for, reasons. So I don't want you to get caught up in anything. And if I walked away from you now and somebody showed up... Look, I just don't want to be responsible for you. So would you just leave? Not until I tell you why I'm here. Why, you back-talking little... All right. I'll tell you. But as soon as I do, I want you to leave. And you have to promise me you won't tell anyone at school. Because... I'm the big bad wolf, remember? I can't be... seen as vulnerable to everyone else at school. You understand, right? Okay, good. You're really not gonna leave until I tell you. Alright, fine. Just scoot over so I can at least get out of the rain a little bit. There. My parents had another fight. A pretty bad one this time. Some stuff got broken and... my little brother got hurt. No. Don't even suggest that. Calling the police is not an option. Especially not for people like us. You wouldn't understand. So just don't. Any outside help would just make the situation worse. Now shut up and let me finish. Anyway, my dad's really drunk. And he got off work early, I guess. They sent him home because he couldn't really do his job. Or something like that. So he's mad. He starts yelling at my mom. He threw his keys. If I remember right, he went into the kitchen and started yelling about there being too much butter in the freezer or something. Started throwing everything in the trash. So my mom went in the kitchen and started yelling at him to stop. But of course that would never stop my dad. So he continues yelling and throwing things away. Talking about how wasteful my mom is, blah blah blah. Even though I'm pretty sure she got all that butter on clearance at Walmart for like 25 cents each. You know, the sticks of butter. The ones for baking. It's the one thing my mom does to relieve her stress. She really likes to bake a lot. So it's not like she wasn't going to use it. But anyway, they were fighting and yelling and... my little brother started screaming and crying because he wanted them to stop. Meanwhile, I'm just playing my video games trying to ignore the two of them because that's all I could do. Not like me getting in between them's gonna do anything. Especially considering it never did anything before. Other than make them just get more upset at each other. Not to mention me for butting in. But my little brother is a little more sensitive than that. So of course he got involved. Started crying. Then my dad started yelling at him. I'm not exactly sure what happened from there. I think I kind of blacked out. I just remember my little brother running down the hallway, and my dad chasing him, yelling as he went. My mom tugging at my dad's arms, trying to get him to stop. My brother closed and locked his bedroom door, but by then I already knew it was too late. My dad put his foot up, and with his giant work boots, he kicked the door in, right on top of my brother. I could hear the screaming and crying. I didn't know what to do. I'm pretty sure I just saw red and completely blacked out for a minute. Then I remember coming to when I was sitting on the couch with my brother. He had a nice big bruise on his forehead and a couple of scrapes. The house was quiet, so my dad was nowhere to be seen. And my mom was crying at the top of the stairs. I'm pretty sure my dad left, because I heard the truck pull out of the driveway. After that, I just made sure my brother was all right. I helped him into a nice hot bath to try to calm him down. And then, of course, I went straight for my mom and started yelling at her. That it was all her fault for not divorcing his ass. And telling her that she needed to call the cops, or at least take my brother to the hospital. Then she started arguing with me. Telling me that she would deal with it, and to mind my own business, blah blah blah. As of course she went into the kitchen to grab herself some wine to drink away the pain. I just started yelling at her some more, till I got frustrated and stomped out. Then I walked all the way over here to this park, and started kicking things. So yeah, now you know the story. Oh, what the hell is the matter? Why are you crying again? I already told you to stop that. Don't feel bad for me either. I know you. You're one of those sentimental type people. And now you're going to try to take on this whole thing like it's your responsibility to get me some help or to fix my family or whatever. But I don't want it, and I don't need it. There's nothing anyone can do. Child Protective Services have already been called several times and they don't do shit. They only take kids away from houses when they don't need to be, for stupid reasons to get money. They don't actually save kids that are in need, trust me. Besides, I wouldn't want them to take me and my brother away from my mom anyway. We've stuck it out this long. We can put up with my dad a little while longer. Besides, I only have 2 more years till I'm legally an adult, and I've graduated from high school. Then I'm gone, and I'm never coming back. What about my brother? Damn it, you're right. I could never leave him behind. Well, I'll have to stick it out for a few more years then till he's old enough to come with me. Okay? Oh, what the hell? It doesn't even matter. I don't know why I'm even telling you all this. Will you stop giving me that sentimental look? Did you forget who I am? All I do at school is pick on you and make you cry. Because you're a stupid nerd. You're also the biggest crybaby ever. And a total snob. Sure, you act cheerful and everybody gets along with you. But that's just a front you put on. Ow. Hey. Easy. You didn't have to hit my shoulder. What do you mean I don't know shit about you? Oh, whatever. I know enough. I know you get along with everyone. And you make friends easily. Not to mention you're pretty good in school too. You keep your grades up. And you're everybody's favorite. You never really do anything bad. And if you do, the most you would get is scolded. I only saw you in detention once last year. And if I remember right, it was for something stupid, like you being late to class. Maybe ditching. Can't really remember right now. But even then, I'm in detention every day. Just because people don't like me. I mean, I make one funny look at a teacher and bam, it's over for me. So don't give me that, I don't know, you crap. And you have it pretty bad too, blah blah blah. Wait, what? Oh, I didn't know that. Well, whatever. One little sob story doesn't change anything. We're a lot more alike than I think. Good grief. How many people have you used that line on? You're unbelievable. Look, I get it. You feel bad for me. And you want to find some reason for us to be friends or whatever. And I get it. You have trauma too. A lot more than I realize, in fact. And I'm sorry about that. But that doesn't mean we're going to be friends. I still hate you. And maybe I did know that all those smiles you wear around school are fake. And that it's just a front you put on. But that's another reason why I can't stand you. Why do you have to hide how you feel all the time? If you're really sad, you should let it show. Or at least tell somebody. And if you're angry, you should do the same. I've only seen you angry once. And even then, you were pretty good at trying to hide it. That's why I can't stand you. You don't have to pretend all the time. You can just be yourself. You don't have to do things for everybody else to get on everyone's good side. You don't have to become friends with everyone. You also don't have to do things for the teachers to make them like you either. Just trying to get by. Don't give me that. I know you. And I think I know you better than you know yourself. Just because I pick on you doesn't mean I don't pay attention at school. And I know this is none of my business. But I also know that you're not interested in... what's their name? You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, them. We both know they really want to date you. And I know that you haven't said yes to them yet. But for your own sake and theirs, I hope you never do. I had a feeling you were going to say that. It's not about being nice. It's about what's doing best for you. If there's someone you don't really like, you shouldn't say yes to dating them just because they asked. Well, at least you told them you were going to think about it. But don't think too hard. You and I both already know the answer. You don't like them like that. What do you mean? I'm not trying to tell you how you feel. I just already know. If anything, they annoy you. And you're just too nice to say it. Will you stop? Stop denying it. I know how you really feel. And that's that. You can pretend and pretend and pretend and spout all that bullshit, but I can see right through it. You don't like half the friends you hang out with. You're just too afraid to be yourself around them. Because you know that they're not going to want to be your friend. So why bother? It's better to be yourself and find true friends than to pretend to be someone you're not and be stuck with fake ones. Will you shut up already? I told you, I'm done hearing your excuses. Whatever. None of this matters anyway. Tomorrow, we're going to go back to school and we're both just going to act like we always do. What do you mean you don't want that? I told you. This changes nothing between us. And you're not going to tell anyone what I said. Hey. You don't get to threaten me. You think I'm scary at school? I'm a lot more scary now than I was. So don't you say another word about that. You're not going to tell anyone, or I'll make your life a living hell, got it? And no, I'm not kidding. So just stop right there. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to squeeze your hand so tight. I should go. And so should you. We shouldn't be seen like this. Well, because of adult things that you're too young to understand. That, and you're so innocent and ignorant. So just forget it. Because I don't care how old you are. It doesn't matter if you're an adult or not. You're still innocent to me. And I'm more of an adult than you. And besides, last time I checked, I was also a year older than you. So I'm way more mature. Now come on, let's go before you get more drenched. You're gonna catch a cold. You wanna tell me how you really feel? Well, it's about damn time. That's all I've been asking of you. Wait, what? Hang on a sec. I didn't mean how you feel about me. Whoa. I am not cute. Or smart. Or any of that other stuff you said. What the hell is going on here? Why are you all of a sudden so... What the hell? Why did you do that? Yeah, I figured out that much, moron. But I wasn't expecting an entire love confession. You finally got to tell me the truth? Well then why the hell are you crying about it? Look, I didn't say that I didn't... I mean, I... You're just confusing me right now, that's all. I thought you hated me. And to hear all this, it just threw me off guard, okay? I need a minute to process. This whole time, you've had a crush on me. And been trying to get my attention. But the only attention I gave you was negative. I mean, it was just me picking on you mostly. But you put up with it because it was better than nothing. And you really wanted to get to know me more, and... Oh, man. I can't wrap my head around all this right now. You really are something else. But I'm at least glad that you finally said how you really felt for once in your life. Even though it wasn't what I expected at all. I'm kind of proud of you in a weird way. Hey, whoa. I already told you, I'm not sure how I feel yet. I'm still processing. I need more than a few seconds to... Okay. What do you mean this will help me decide? Would you stop that? I wasn't done talking yet. But it did feel pretty good, actually. And now that I'm thinking about it, I've always kind of had a little crush on you, too. But I could never tell you. You're always hanging out with all those other goody-two-shoes people. The ones I can't stand. And that's kind of how I knew you were different than them. And you were just putting on a nice face. I thought that if you were with me, you wouldn't have to pretend anymore. You could just be yourself and I would... I mean, I would still like you, you know? Anyway, this conversation took a weird turn. We should probably end it here. Before this gets any weirder. You like it, huh? Of course you do. But hey, I've got to get home and check on my brother and my mom. And I'm sorry about what you're dealing with, too. That sounds really rough. But I'm sure your family's worried about you. You should probably head home, too. And hey, I'm not gonna forget this. And I'm sorry about everything. I promise things will be different at school tomorrow. I'll be better for you. What the? What was that for? Thank you. Huh. You really are strange. But you still can't tell anyone what happened here. Deal? Alright. Oh, wait. Before you go, can I ask you something? Would you want to go out on a date sometime? Like to a movie or something? I think it's time I got to know you better. You'd like that, huh? So would I. Alright. I'll see you later. Try to get some rest, alright? And de-stress. And don't forget to drink some water. Whatever, loser. I don't care. Yeah. See you tomorrow. Okay. Bye. What the hell have I gotten myself into now? And why do I feel like this? Like something new has just opened up inside of me. And I'm a little happy. Me happy? Yeah, right. Must just be my imagination. Hey there, sweetheart. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this video, please leave a like and comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you enjoyed my content and want to see more, please feel free to subscribe. It would make me really, really happy if you did. And if you want more exclusive content, click the link down below for my Patreon. You'll get early access to audios, poll votes, and even get to pick the next spicy ASMRs. So what are you waiting for? Come chat with me and tell me a little bit about yourself. But with all of that said, go drink some water and do a little bit of self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I care about you, and your health is important. So do us both a favor and be good for me. I love you all so much. And I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.